This episode of Bill Bros is brought to you by Corona Spritzers. It is Mandarin with star.
I don't think we're allowed to talk about this.
You are now listening to the Bill Bros.
Welcome back to Build Bros. Tonight I have Lewis.
Hi.
Alex.
Hello.
Logie.
Hello.
And me, myself, Steve. What's going on, guys? How are you? It's been a little while.
Yeah. It's life, you know.
Anything
else? Life is sound still. So.
Building that right there, the Jesta.
Oh, you're building the Jesta?
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, there we go.
What about you, Logan? Anything new?
Just in the process of moving, which is why my back is just
mess. You got your box fort?
Yeah, and the worst part is there's six boxes in the storage unit with one third of my backlog, and the second third is still sitting in my closet right there unpacked, so I ended up going by like 12 more boxes, and I think that'll be enough.
You could just put them on a pallet and have Lewis come pick them up on the forklift.
There's a group of people that just got super pissed.
I literally just bought, when I moved everything from the house to the storage unit before building the shed, I bought totes. I bought the biggest fucking tote I can buy,
and I bought
five of them.
I bought five of these small, shallow ones for all my...
Nigga,
they're just for my pre-builts. My pre-builts. And then if any of my pre-builts, because I have like 270 or 80 pre-built care, built
Jesus Christ.
Kits, once I fill those four, I bought a 46 quart, like massive one, and that'll be like the black hole that all the rest of them go to.
Okay. Bless
Hopefully
you.
That's enough. I'll fucking lose my mind if it's not, because after filling those six boxes and looking at them and then leaning over and looking at my storage unit and being like, nothing's changed.
Good luck, bitch.
Yeah. And those boxes don't even remotely even fit one PG. So those are all just going to have to be 15-minute drives to the new house. With just...
Oh, like, no, I kept my PGs in here.
Six PGs in the trunk.
So it sounds like you've been busy. Alex,
awful. Don't buy that much plastic if you're moving. It's a terrible time moving all this bullshit. I hate it.
Alex, what's been new with you, man?
Freaking started slowly chipping away at the double Zeta again.
Been working on that.
Mm-hmm.
Going better now?
Yeah.
Because you got the... I think last time we brought it up, the legs were... See? Yeah, look at that.
Oh, man,
They're fixed now.
Ethan and I sat down with him and had like a fucking moment, because Ethan has built that kit like 5-6 years ago. So he literally went to his detolfs and like went through all of his master grades, because that motherfucker has built every single, or basically every single master grade. And he literally was scanning through, found it, brought it out, and then went through the gimmick with him and helped him to lock the legs in properly.
These fucking flaps right here.
Yeah, the kneecaps are like locking mechanisms. That's why they were loose, because you had to put the kneecap forward and
pulling
slide
them down,
two vents.
And then you slide it down. I'm not even gonna fuck with it.
He's gonna dislocate him again and be like, "I need to talk to Ethan. They're not working anymore." Yeah, Ethan was a G for that, though. He literally pulled it out and was like, "This thing is top coated, so it feels like a little bit stiffer." But he like dislocated it and like got it to swing just like his, and then together like reconstructed it.
That's good though.
I also cracked the crotch piece too.
Oh no!
But Ethan also assisted him. But thankfully, the only thing that broke was able to be, to me, it's cemented.
Yeah,
and you don't need to touch that piece, or that piece is basically useless. Unless you buy the advanced weapon set, which I don't think you're gonna.
No, I'm not doing
that. You're good to go.
It's gonna sit on a stand and look pretty.
That's coming this month.
That's what the double Zeta and the Faz and shit like that are for, is just a fucking big, beautiful brick.
Just leave it, set it, and forget it. Literally, this is already a brick,
and this is just the torso and fucking legs.
That's why people like love the real grade Sazabi and the master grade Sazabi, because like the real grade has not as much detail and isn't as pretty looking, but is a lot more posable. And the master grade, it's a brick and it's a giant hunk of plastic, but goddamn, is it fucking pretty! And it has just layers on layers on layers of detail. Real grade Sazabi has layers of detail, but if you put them next to each other and you're just like, that master grade, it'd be hidden. No, and the high grade, I think every single high grade should just be burned, and they should just think that it doesn't exist.
High grade shouldn't exist.
No, high grade shouldn't exist. The high grade Sazabi specifically. High grade should discontinue. Ignore Lewis. Lewis is on heroin anyway.
Oh my God.
It should be real. It should be real grade. MG and PGs. That's it.
No.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah,
I like my high grades. You can't take that
high
from me.
High grades are great to paint.
Same. I can buy like fucking three high grades for your price of
I guess
one fucking master grade.
Rephrase. The HG Sazabi should be discontinued and they should revamp it and make it better looking, because it's...
I mean, that wouldn't be bad for them to go back and touch it up, but that's...
I mean, it's supposed to be illustration accurate. It's just the illustrations suck dick hawk.
You guys been playing anything new lately? You still?
I play Overwatch now. You guys infected me.
I gave you a disease.
Oh yeah, it was a culmination of people. You know what the best thing is too? I downloaded it, which is not telling anyone, and then randomly was just playing it, and Noah was in the server with me. He's like, "You're playing Overwatch?" I was like, "Yeah." He's like, "I'll play with you." I was like, "Okay." I was like, "I'm just trying to figure this shit out, man."
I'm a hop in. Probably after we finish recording, probably going to hop on a little bit of Overwatch and get some games in. So that's all I've been doing, man, is working and playing some Overwatch. And
emphasis on working.
Dude, yeah, I worked a lot lately. I'm like, ugh, fuck it, I'm not going in tonight. So
take a couple days off and you can fly down to Florida and say you're helping me move in.
Well, I mean, I did have a couple days off, and then come Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it was like 2 months ago, bro. What the hell?
No, I had Friday. Saturday and Sunday off.
Oh, I mean, like, took me, like...
Oh, yeah, take time off. Yeah.
Not, well, like, your schedule lined up where you had time.
But moving on...
Also, you had 2 days off.
I had Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Oh, you? Right? I thought you worked Friday.
No, yeah. I wish. I would have got triple time.
I hate you. Just shut up.
A little insert here. If you have a PS5, go buy God of War Ragnarok. You'll have
it's
a good
pretty
time.
All right, games.
Have you been playing it?
I will. Hell yeah, I have 10 hours in it. And
you
I
like
only
it?
Beat two realms. Hell yeah.
You got more.
I got like seven more realms to go. I'm like, hell yeah, this is like an 80, 90 hour game. Hell yeah.
You need to spoil it for Evan.
Oh, hell no, man. I'm not that.
Yeah, I was about to say, I saw a YouTube video that like IGN or, you know, some famous YouTube channel for gaming posted, and it was just the cinematics of the entire game, and it was
7 hours
long. And I was
8 hours.
He's like, yeah, 7 hours and like 40 minutes or something. And I was just like, that's just like the cutscenes.
Right,
but it's not like there's no cutscenes, because isn't it all like one?
Yeah, it's all cinematic.
Well, I guess, but they take out all the gameplay, which makes it like a cutscene in my head, because you're not doing anything. It's just like a cinematic, so it's just those taken. So I'm like, that's not even the gameplay, which is arguably like the longer portions, obviously. So like, you factor those in. This is a long fucking game. It is a long goddamn game.
It's good. It's worth it. Fuck yeah! You go buy it, you sell a kidney right now, go to Water Street and go and get the game.
Jesus. Well, you and Water Street, man. You really know a lot. You know a lot about Water Street, Lewis. I'm sorry.
Give me a second. I'm Googling Water Street. Where the fuck is this place?
You know, there's a lot of kids back there. I'm not sure what Lewis does after work, but it sounds like
$5 make you holla, baby.
Sounds like Lewis is on Water Street.
Unironically, Lewis.
AKA Black Lavender in the building,
because we're
baby.
Both from Pennsylvania, he'll understand. But
that's
Morris...
the episode title, The Black Lavender.
No, Morris Township, Lewis,
yeah,
in Pennsylvania,
has a Water Street, Pennsylvania. Like, the town is named Water Street. So is the whole town just sucking the cock or what?
this is in King Street, there's like a street that cuts it and it's Water Street and all the prostitutes are there.
I love it here.
You gave me King Street, so now I know the intersection. I found the intersection. Lancaster.
Is there any? Is there
anybody? There's a church on the corner, bro. Are you kidding me?
That's where it needs to be, man. They got to do
Covenant
work.
United Methodist Church, bro. Y'all are on, and there's an elementary school right next to the church. Okay, whatever. Lancaster out here, dog.
So next weekend,
Bill Bro's taking a trip to Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Yeah.
No, we're going to Leaping Panda. We're going to Leaping Panda. We're going to have a live there, guys. Come on now. Relax.
And there's a church across from that church and one on the Salvation Army. Whatever. Salvation Army can get
pretty much a church. Time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn, I just blew his mind.
I've been to Lancaster like a handful of times, maybe, and like just like
it was great.
Keep the windows up because it looks like it smells bad when you're driving.
It's fine, but now it's just like it's like fucking New York City, and I'm like, God damn it, I gotta go to Montana.
Everyone from New York infected all the states around it.
We don't hate New York on here, guys. Yeah. Come on.
I hate it. I was born and raised and I hate it.
I like New York people.
A nuke needs to be dropped
in New York.
Stop it.
New York City. I couldn't live in New York City. I'm not a city person. I couldn't live in New York City or like a big city like that. Like even like Detroit or Chicago, like just like living in that dense population, I like having my own house with like my neighbor being 5 feet away from me. Like,
oh, you can do that in Detroit. Yeah.
Well, you might not have a neighbor because it could be empty or burned out.
It's just a field.
Yeah. Well, you leave your doors unlocked and get shit stolen out of it every night.
Hey, listen, just because we leave shit in our cars unlocked doesn't mean you can bring up stolen goods. It's not funny.
If you locked your car, it wouldn't be funny.
It's fucked up.
Who are we talking? Are we talking?
I mean, you both of did us. It, so it both doesn't really us matter.
What happened Tetris? To you?
Fucking lunchboxes in his thermos. Yeah,
you don't remember that?
I thought it got stolen from like inside.
Walked out to work on his break and was just like,
"Oh,
this is a travesty."
No lunchbox.
Hey, just because no lunch money, I got my lunch money stolen.
Before we get too off track here, this episode's sponsored by Usagi Boots. So check him out on Instagram. He's got awesome merch dropping. Pretty often too, and it's limited, so definitely want to check it out. And then also shout out to
release
our sponsor,
Gundam Usagi release.
He's working on it. He's a builder
it
too.
Every episode, I'm gonna do it every episode, so I don't
he's
care.
He's a builder. He's running a business. Come on now, he's got stuff to do. He'll have some stuff coming out for us. And then also too, shout out to partners over at Leap Panda Hobbies, which we'll be doing a live at their show on the 19th or at their shop for the grand opening. On the 19th, so you will see me, Alex, and everybody hanging out. It's all gonna be cool.
Not everybody.
We're gonna do live.
I mean, we're not there physically.
Yeah, I know, but you'll be there. I'll put you guys on FaceTime too.
Can you get us one of those things where it's like the two wheel? It's like the What's that thing that you push with the two Segway? Wheels? The Segway, but instead of handles, it's the iPad. And then you can just drive around store. God.
Get you a drone.
Oh my God, yeah.
I'll just put a drone with like you and Lewis's face
on it. Yeah, just like strap an iPhone to the top of it and we'll hop into Discord and put our cameras on. We'll zoom around. I'm down.
Yes, let's move on.
Into Panda, they confirmed this, we heard. They said it's okay to do that.
Damn.
I think he'd be okay with it. Why not, right? I mean, for restocks for Leaping Panda, they had the Destiny Extreme Burst Mode, which that I've always wanted that kit. I don't know if you guys have built that. It's like got all the Vecti wings on it.
They make the wings for real grade, like third party, and I think I own them, but I have not put them on yet. But they are really cool, for sure.
They look sweet.
Like
and then the what? Sword Impulse, as well, Master Grade.
Oh, yeah, those restocked. Gave me that pre-built.
It's fucking sweet, man. I finally watched like Seed and I was like, holy shit, that is a dope ass suit. I definitely
he
want
has
that.
To find the shield for me still, but he gave me everything else, which is good enough.
Is it good? Is it like pretty poseable and stuff?
It's pretty solid. I think the in my personal opinion, the only issue with it is, which is why I prefer the real grade, just design wise, the foot on the real grade, like, it's like this, you know, they made it wider. Like they made a narrow tip at the toe, but they made the base of like the middle of the foot wider. The master grade is skinny all the way through. So sometimes you feel like it's hard to pose because it's like not on too wide surfaces, but it stands just fine. I haven't really done any crazy posing with it, but I like the real grade for its wider feet because you feel more stable when you're putting it on the ground.
No, that's good info, though, you know, somebody knows. And then the Ava unit too, that was restocked to real grade, which was a really good build. I really enjoy the Ava units, especially building them. Like that was my first real grade unit too. Oscar,
they're just spiky and sharp. Yeah.
So that's what they got over there restocked. And then obviously when we go live, we'll probably show you guys some other things. This will drop Thursday, and then we'll be out there Saturday. Lewis, who you got?
Gundam place. Hey. You got the high new Gundam mobile suit, Gundam Char counterattack, dropping with the metal build, $360. Go sell a kidney. We got the high grade Shenlong Gundam, $20. Don't sell a kidney. Go to Water Street. We got the Mobile Suit Gundam Char counterattack Sasabi. $39.99. It's good. It's good. I like it. I love it. I love it. I love it. And then you got the Iron Man 2 Iron Man Mach 46. I have it back there.
Has anybody built that Shenlong yet? The high grade?
Yeah, I mean, not me personally.
I think I did.
This is the new one that just came out.
The new one.
No, never mind.
I haven't seen anybody post it yet, really.
Oh, after Colin Kent.
Lewis's buddy just built it tonight.
Who?
Gunpla Builder Zero.
Oh, yeah, he did. Yeah. Check.
Did he say if he liked it or not?
Yeah, he said it's better than the old one.
Well, that's good then.
I don't like high grade, so.
Yeah, I forgot. You're biased.
Piece of shit.
I got big hands.
Oh, my God, Lewis. No, everyone shut up. Lewis, were you the one that were crying about not being able to find a PG Skygrasper?
Yes, Gundam Pro has two, and then Gundam Planet has seven.
I found one for you.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for payday because over here Water Street is a little bit dry, you know what I mean. So you know,
you calm.
I don't think it's. Yeah.
I'm on my fifth one. Thank you very much.
This will be a short episode.
Alex, who you got?
I got the Mega Warehouse. It's always the right now they have some cool Master Grades. They have a MG Buster Gundam. MG Blitz Gundam, which I'd like to get that.
Let us see, dude.
MG Luna Maria Hawk Custom Zaku. Which I also would like to get because I've built both the Blitz Gundam and the Luna Maria high grade. So I think
the Master Grade. Cool.
Yeah, they were good for high grades. I mean, they're as I've been building more, like you can tell they're definitely like older kids. But yeah, they're good for what they are. And then they have a high grade Wing Gundam Fenix.
Fenix?
Is it Fenix?
Oh, it's the I think it's
F-E-N.
I could be wrong, but I think Ethan has pronounced it Fenice. It's supposed to be an Italian suit. Apparently, that's why it's those Italian colors. It's the Italian way.
I like the color scheme on it. Like,
I'm pretty sure that's what it is. I could be wrong. It might that's be the Finnish, red one, right? But I think it might be Finnish.
No.
Green, white, and yellow.
I always get that red one mixed up with that one.
Yeah, with some red accents. And it's the one that has the cloak, right? The particle effect cloak. Yep.
Cool.
Yeah, I think it's Fenice. I don't, dude.
Fenice. It's Fenice from now on. So
Gundam. Yeah, even if it's wrong, it sounds cool like that. So whatever.
That's what I got.
Logan, bring us
home. Me.
Bring us home on the restock.
I'll give you four from Gundam Galaxy because I found four that I like. The first two are Master Grades, the Delta Plus. I think that's a really solid and really cool looking suit. And the tone of gray is really nice. These are all from the Gundam Galaxy, of course. I don't know if I stated that. And then the Gundam 007 Sword Master Grade. Super awesome kit. You can, of course, they also have the 00 Razor, but you know, why not get the version of it that comes with extra weapons? And then PG Sky Grasper, which I'll give you the price just so Lewis knows, but it's $62.29.
Oh.
And the last one is the high grade Full Glanza, the Age 1 Full Glanza. I don't own it, but I really might pick it up because all of the Age high grades are low key super solid and really fun to pose. And the Full Glanza with its weapon setup is pretty sweet.
Wait, the P Bandai one?
No, just a regular release variant.
Oh, because I got I pre-ordered a Full Glanza. I can't wait for that one. That shit looks tight.
Is the Master Grin?
Yeah.
This is the High Grin.
Age is, oh, that's got the Fawn Farsi on it, right?
Yes.
The Fawn Farsi. Okay, yeah. Carrie just built it. It's actually pretty fucking cool, and it.
A lot of people actually prefer the regular release colors of it, but I actually like the P Bandai colors of it.
It's cute.
Yeah, I like the pink more than I do the. I forget what the other colors are. I think like brown. I could be wrong. Anyway, that's my restocks though.
I know too. They got the big premium Bandai release this week. You said it's for the Gundam base, right? Gundam base next drop. Yeah, the Gundam Expo. Is there anything that caught your guys' eye there, Lewis? Is there anything that you?
Disappointment.
I know, yes. Dude. I felt the same way, Logan. Really, honestly, I didn't. There was only a couple suits that I was like,
I forget.
That's pretty fucking.
I don't
cool.
know if someone texted me or if I just came across it myself, but I think someone was like, "Oh, P Bandai," and I like clicked on it. Oh, it was Lewis. He's like, "P Bandai, nothing special," and I like was like, "Okay," and I hopped on and I just started going through every page and I was like, Yes, clear.
There's a bunch that I want. I would like that Sazabi titanium thing, but I can say, hey, I can buy a regular one and just go to the torture of repainting another one, you know, and just, you know, evolve and hone my skills, you know, some more. And then the Faz, I really wanted titanium, but I ain't paying $260 for that shit. I'll wait until that shit comes out. I wish. If I get it for $50, I will suck somebody's pee-pee.
I'll sell it to you for $50.
Are you serious? Don't play with my emotions.
Well, yeah, if I get some pee-pee.
I was going to say, wait a minute, Logan. You're gonna
no,
sell
hell
it
no.
for $50 and
this
suck
guy got tonsil stones. Are you kidding me?
But I'm the kit that I really want is the MG Sinanju clear mechanical. That looks dope as fuck. Why? Because it's the inner frame. I work on the inner frame, give it all the details that I can, and then just slap on the clear, and oh, magnifique, if you know what I mean.
Magnifique.
And then yeah, that's. It's really kind of dry. I'm like, I mean, if you're out there,
this is bussy and you're dry, dog.
If you're really out there and you're watching this, I suggest you never buy a titanium kit. Why?
Never buy a special finish.
Yeah, they're just bad. Why? They're not one. They're not undergated. Two.
Unless the kit
from if there's a regular release version of the kit and the regular release is fully undergated, then the special coating will be fully undergated. But if it's it's going to be the same undergating as the regular release version. It's not going to change. So if you've built the kit before and you remember some horrible nub placements, you're gonna even worth on the special.
Yeah. Right? You're going to see it. And so, and then the thing about it is, like, I don't know why Bandai doesn't come out with like titanium color markers that can match the fucking paint. Because that'll be nice. So, you know, if you nip it, you just pass it a little bit or twice, you know, and just call it a day.
Pass it twice and sand it flat or whatever, and then top it.
Yeah. And then you're good. But, you know, Bandai doesn't do that because, you know, fuck builders. Oof. But that's it. And that's, I was looking at the MG professionability. But that $144 for that fucking kit,
kind of rough.
Yeah, I will pay $180 for the freaking MGEX that's coming out soon. That is the kit worth because it's not no freaking clear parts and shit. But I know what they're doing. I mean, they're trying to
make me cry.
I think they're trying to sell the kits that. If you see this drop right here, is they have over excessive amount of clear kits that nobody really fucking like.
This
so
is the
they
drop
just...
of all the stuff. For the most part, I'd say 80% of this is all the stuff that they have overstock on that Japan didn't want.
Yep.
And they're just trying to see if any of us will bite.
And they're like, oh Americans, could you buy this from us? Because, you know, we need to empty stock.
Jesus.
Yeah, I pass on the torch.
Alex Wood.
Sorry, guys.
What were you looking at? Anything?
There's a few things. I'd like to. First, I just seen this high grade. How do you say Vergile? Vergoyle?
Yeah.
The Vargoyle?
Yeah. Vargoyle. The Vargoyle. Yeah.
The clear purple one. Mm-hmm. That one's pretty fucking sweet.
Hey, you know what you could do? Get the non-clear one that's like lavender colored and really pretty.
But I don't know. I'm a little kid when it comes to this clear shit. I like it. I don't know.
I mean, I will say the clear. Like, there are some clear kits that are cool because of the color that the kit was. So the clear version, like the clear tone change, makes it pretty. Like that purple is really cool. But like white kits and like mobile suit, like RX-78s and stuff, they just a clear white is just. It looks like
and
milk.
This is like just like.
It looks like thin milk.
Like two clear colors instead of like five or six.
True. Yeah. The purple is really pretty.
I was also looking at the Figurize Fumina Hoshino, so I could fuck her up again.
You weren't gonna laugh. If you didn't add that last word, I'd be worried.
Oh, bye. She fell. She's gone. She just fell.
Yeah, she's just gone.
I heard that.
She's gone now into the abyss. She lives there.
The Aether has claimed another kid.
And the fucking Master Grade Limited Zaku live concert.
Dude, that's on my list too, man.
Dude, I don't give a fuck.
I have gone back and forth about buying that kit for like, I think literally six drops now when it's been posted.
Yep.
And every time I just get persuaded to just buy a regular Luna Maria and just paint it.
Yeah, but it's
and
so
I
cool.
I kind of agree.
But you don't get the decals. Always,
yeah, I don't want the decals. Are you kidding me?
Well, that's part of the.
No, the star that's on the shield. I want you to go onto the P Bandai website and go to that kit and go and look at a zoom in of the shield, and you can see how bad the stickers are, bro. If you don't paint those stickers, you are going to have a bad time.
They don't have water slides for them?
No.
Nobody makes any water slides for that kit?
Delpy does, but I'm just saying the star, it's not even worth decaling. Oh. Just spray paint it. Yeah, zoom in on those spikes, bro. Let me know how you feel.
You can just literally just hand paint one. Oh, I can see it without zooming in.
Let me know if you want to. Yeah, just paint that. Paint that. Thank you.
It looks like construction paper laying on top
of it. It's not hard to paint either. You just make the basic shit. You spray off the four or the three spikes, and you make that triangle V shape,
and you spray that, and it's perfect, and it's done. Yeah. Everything else, though, I agree. Like Delpy makes water slides, and you can water slide, but that star or that star on the shield is fucking sinful. The only reason that I also wanted to, because I do kind of want to put in that pose where he's like holding her up like mm-hmm. this, and she's got her arms spread, and like if I buy the other one, I don't get the figure for it. So.
You sure it's just her arms?
Gussie.
I got her leg.
That's actually where the microphone is. She's not singing with her mouth.
Jesus. Jesus Christ.
Lewis prompted me, dog. Not my fault.
Alex, is there anything else on there that you're like kind of excited about?
No, that was it.
That was it?
That Logan, was it.
What piqued your interest, if anything?
Why you say if anything? That's so condescending of you, dog. Just kidding.
I know you really wanted those iron-blooded orphan kits.
I didn't want them when they were $30, and I sure as hell don't want them when they're $60. That's all I have to say about that. I'll pay $12 for them, maybe.
Yeah.
Repaint them a different color just to fuck with people and make them mad. The things that I really like the most, there's only like three or four things. I probably won't buy any of them. It's more stuff that I think is cool, but I just realistically can't buy because I just don't really want. But the first one is the Real Grade Exia, the extra finished version. I hate special coatings, but I actually like the color scheme that the extra finish gave it, because it turned all of the light blue navy and all of the white like a dark silver, and that shit I want to take that idea and repaint it. So I don't want that kit necessarily, but I think that's a really cool color scheme that they gave that. The other one, which it hurts my soul, because I really wanted it in the past and I haven't seen it been posted in a while, but the Real Great Unicorn with the lighting system. I'm pretty sure that replicates the lighting system from the extreme. They just scale it down, which is fucking pretty sick to have. And it comes with a base too for it and everything.
You better be careful.
For $121. Just no thank you. The Zaku live concert, of course, was one of mine that I'm sitting here debating. The Real Grade Perfectibility. I probably will not get it because I don't need a second one. Just don't. And then the last thing is probably just the 1/48 scale heads that are coming out. The display heads for Unicorn and Banshee. They're box sets, so you get one of each. And I'll probably buy two so I can have two of each. But I just want to have those because it has the action base that comes out of the back for Real Grades and High Grades. So I can do a cool little setup in one of my Detolf layers where I have four out of my seven unicorns, at least like the original four. So like Banshee and Unicorn with their original psycho frames, and then both of them with their green frames, and then just have those in the background on those bases, and then all the other fucked up ones in the front. But that's probably realistically I'll probably just buy the stands are cool. I don't really care for anything.
Oh, the display stands.
Mm-hmm. That's the only things I really want. I'll get two of those probably so I can have four displayed.
Can you order?
What's wrong, Alex?
What, like five?
I'm just like taking it in.
I've made mistakes, man.
You said I've made mistakes.
I was
mistakes.
Actually talking to forget his name, and I'm being such a dick about it right now. Gunpla Skyfire. I'm just forgetting his actual name.
Lang.
Yeah. I was like, it's an L, and I just can't remember. Lang. I was talking to him because he talked to me about the Amazon acrylic stairs that he found for his Detolf. So like everything's on risers.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when I move, my plan for when I move is I'm gonna put all my snap builds and all my pre builds away. And I'm going to go through them, and anything that's like a finished build, I'm going to display. Anything that was a snap build will stay put, and I'll slowly go through and clean them up and either display them or sell them or whatever the case may be. But I think I'm going to get risers because after looking at some, I used to hate the risers and I liked them all being the same level. But after looking at some photos that he sent me, it just looks cleaner. So I think it'll be just easier if I go that route. and just get some risers. And it honestly helps with the space. There's one thing I noticed with mine is trying to take these suckers out of these Detolfs to put them in bags. Everything's catching on each other and like falling over, and it's just a mess. It's a nightmare. It's like a tsunami out of each of these Detolfs just falling out. I've been cramming them in there. Like, you can fit like three more, I promise. Just like slide you guys back. I literally would see, like, I built this master grade where I put it, and I'd see like six high grades. Like, if I just like slide their feet back 3 centimeters, like that's enough of a gap over time where I can stick the Zaku in the corner. He's safe. So I think I'm gonna put a lot of shit away so it doesn't look so crowded and looks a little bit cleaner with some more nice pieces instead of just like, oh, I see that you have no life.
Stop. Yeah, I mean, dude, this drop for me was
kind of... What interest? I know you kind of like clear kits. You're not a huge fan, but some stuff catches your eye. Is there anything clear that caught your eye? You know what's one thing, and you maybe agree with me? Do you see that age set, the triple or the five pack?
Yes, yes.
You know what pisses me off? I would buy that if it wasn't clear.
Fair. I mean, like...
If it wasn't clear... Because you can paint clear kits. The problem is... Even the process of building clear kit is like feels wrong. It feels uncomfortable. The plastic feels like it's constantly shattering like fiberglass. And I just like don't like when you're doing really small like lenses and scopes and stuff, it's really easy. But like when you get those really thick nub marks on like kneecaps and like joints and stuff, yeah. Just like, please don't fucking shatter. Like, for God's sake, please don't shatter.
I have a clear kit. I'm not building it though. Like, I don't want to fuck it up, so I'm not even gonna build it. I like the look of clear kits, but something about the face. I don't know what it is about the clear faces. Just they turn me off. Yeah, I like the body only... because the frame is cool. Like Lewis was saying and stuff like that. Like painting it and stuff like that. I think Lewis the idea is cool.
The only clear I like is full mechanical clear when they do the all clear glass armor, because then you can. Do a beautiful inner frame paint job and then show it off underneath. When you do colored plastic, when it's tinted clear like colors, you can't see the inner frame anyway. Yeah, you can't see the inner frame anyway. And now you just have like this really discolored kit. And then, like you said, because I agree, especially with kits when they have a white head and a white faceplate with the red edge, when that's clear,
it looks weird.
It looks fucking weird.
Yeah, dude. It looks like
a ghost. It looks like a ghost, like a pilot's in his Gundam and he's like bleeding out and he like opens his eyes and there's like a clear version of his Gundam and it's like the ghost of it being like, you're gonna die here.
I don't really care for him.
Fucking Silent Hill.
It's like a horror movie, dude.
Like Alex said, the Vargo looks fucking sick, and that was
You know why?
Mono the colors. Mono eye too. Yeah. Mono eyes.
Fucking
cool.
Eye. No, but with clear. Mono eye with clear, it looks okay. You can get away with it. It's something about the, like, because, like, Gundam is not weird. A human face, but it's a humanoid-esque face. You know, it's got, like, the lips with the two slots of the vents. And the, when that's all clear and blends together, it's a fucking weird looking. With the Zaku, it's just, like, a fucking eye, a pipe in the front, and pipes on the sides, and that's it. Like a vent on the front. So like there's not a lot of detail, so you can get away with it.
Yeah, I don't know.
The Marco was a flat face.
It looks sweet. I mean, that in that purple and the like that yellowish clear looks great.
I wonder if that purple's UV reactive. If it is, that thing would look fucking insane.
I bet it is, honestly.
Like that one looks
actually
cool.
Look insane.
And just because I like the wound wart. I like the clear wound wart. I mean, I'm not going to buy it, but
looks
I think
like
it's still cool. Yeah, it still looks cool to me, though, because I just like it. Like, I like the aesthetic of it. Just like I bought the clear crossbow, and I don't clear.
Give us, care for master clear grade spot. Wound wart, and then give us full mechanical clear wound wart.
Bandai, are you listening?
No.
Probably not. Bandai, I'll buy both of them. I'll buy both of them.
They will one
twice.
Day. Other than that, though, like... The two of the 21st century real type versions, like the Zaku and the MK2, I was like, those are pretty fucking cool. I like those regardless.
One thing I will say is I prefer the high grades real type colors on the Zaku than the real grades. I could probably repaint them over to it, but I wish
the
high grade color scheme was they were just the same, because I prefer that darker forest green with the brown over the more neon green and yellow that the real grade does.
Yeah, I mean, I think it looks cool. I like that green on it a lot. I like green, though. And then, two, they had the fucking, was it the Ecopla fucking Barbatos on there, too.
Yeah,
they have both.
Yeah, those are fucking cool, man.
I have it right here.
Yeah, I was going to say, did you, yeah, you've been building on it. Yeah. Those things are badass, though. I love the color of that blue.
Making progress on it. It's taking a long time.
I'm waiting for those fucking F-91's bazooka to be done.
Never.
I'm waiting for
you
this.
Still haven't done those?
No, I haven't painted that much at all because of this whole housing thing. But thankfully, I'm going to set up and buy another table, or I might use one of these and put it in my garage. And I'm just going to set up a dedicated photo booth because I already have everything I need for a photo booth. Because my biggest issue is I just build shit and then I just like, I'm like, I feel accomplished and great about it. But like, I'm ready to move on to the next thing where I'm just like, I don't want to clear off my entire build desk and set up the photo booth. Like, I'd rather just move on. So yeah. I feel like if I have a photo booth that's just ready to go, I can just be like, this is done. And I can just walk out into my garage, flip all the lights on, and be like, photo time, photo's done, and then bring it back inside and walk and like be done.
Right. That makes sense, though.
So I'll be doing more photos, and I will finish the F-91 bazookas. They're like, literally, I haven't even put that. There's no shelf space, so they've been sitting on my printer.
Fair enough. Well, I mean, I mean, after you get done moving and everything, you know, you got all that shit going on, so.
They're still on this terrible display.
Look at those thighs.
Yeah.
Those thighs. Mm.
Do you have them all linked together?
Yeah. Like these, I mean, I'm holding them, but yeah, these snap in from the bottom on a, I think it's like on like a, there's like a C bracket, and the C bracket goes underneath and clips from underneath, so they stick together.
What if
so
Logan just dropped those?
Dude, there's a video, and I can't find it, and I really need to find it. My buddy Kay, if he can send it, if you ever watch this, Kay, I've asked you to send it to me like 6 times, send it to me a 7th time. there's a video of this guy, I believe he's in Malaysia or Korea, and he has just finished the PG7 sword P band, the one that I have over there, the P band, the G inspection, the orange colored 7 sword PG.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like full LEDs, full pre-shaded and repainted into original colors, decals, full finished build, and it comes with a stand, and the stand connects like, if this is the body, this is the backpack, it slots in between. And he was holding it by the base like I was, and he was like spinning it around and like had his camera, and he leaned it forward to show off the backpack, and it detached, and the whole thing slammed like 1.5-2 feet into the ground, and it just like confettis, and the video just ends. And it fucking makes your heart like break inside, because that was at least like a minimum of 80 hours of work just fucking in the trash.
Fuck that.
And I own that kit, so like I'm literally just like, I'm not picking it up like that.
Don't.
Just no.
Before we close it out, boys, make sure you guys follow Spawn Camp on Instagram, Spawn Camp Co. You can check out all the great shows. OBO, Diggity Podcast, WASD and Beyond. All great shows. OBO is a little bastard child show of all of our shows combined. Diggity is like a gaming podcast. And then WASD is like computer gaming and like pop culture related. So definitely check those out. Yeah. So definitely check those shows out. Give them a listen and join the Discord. It's free. We all hang out, play games, chilling.
Alex and I are about to play Minecraft.
Oh, you guys are going to go play Minecraft? Why don't you guys play Overwatch?
I mean, I was waiting for that. Yeah, I'll play my play
some Overwatch. Maybe later. Just play later with me.
Actually, you know what?
We'll talk about it.
Isn't Minecraft open and running right now?
No, I tried to have it open for John, but I realized why you were getting logged out every time. For some reason, if I alt-tab out of Minecraft, and go to like Discord or YouTube or look at something else, it like disconnects everyone. So sitting on Discord right now, looking at you guys on camera with it running in the background, it would just keep saying failed to join. So he stopped and I just all F'd Ford out of it.
Okay, that makes sense.
So there you guys. You guys can join Logan's Minecraft server and get kicked out when he's not paying attention.
I don't do it often. I learned.
There you go, Logan.
Play Overwatch with us where you can put in like 5,000 hours into a game. And yeah. It'll be bad.
Wow. That's true, though.
You were the one who brought that up. I like felt bad. You were like, bro, I've been playing Hanzo for like 7 games straight and I'm just fucking terrible. What's going on? And then Evan like went into your stats and was like, how do you have 500? And he was like, how the fuck does this dude have 525 hours as Hanzo and he has like 20 more hours? And I'm going to lose my mind.
Because I was a fiend for Overwatch when it first came out, dude. I was playing it the day it came out, dude, and I played it religiously, like every day for hours and hours and hours. After work, like literally, it caused problems in my personal life to where I had to quit playing. Lewis, what's your plugs, man? I'm not going to say anymore. I'm not going to incriminate myself anymore. Plead the fifth.
Imagine Overwatch putting you on a watch list.
I'm telling you. Lewis, my plugs
are Instagram at Dark Zero Builder. You know, just plug it in. You know, I got a Twitch and a Twitter. I'm not very active in there because
fuck Twitter.
Yeah, fuck
Twitter. Elon Musk could suck dick.
So, no, I'm not gonna say anything. He might hurt us.
Yeah,
he might dox us.
He's gonna buy. He'll buy the IP of Build Bros, and we'll have to quit our podcast.
Elon, you're a pretty cool guy. Sometimes you do some wild shit, but I understand you. Just don't hurt.
Elon, build a name. Elon, build a name.
Buys us out, then fires all of us immediately.
Elon, I know you already have an Ava. Just release the Ava at this point.
Get in the fucking robot.
Not an Ava.
Oh my god, he's just waiting for his kid to get old enough to Shinji's age and like get in the fucking Ava. Like, is this why you had me? And he's gonna be like, yes.
Alex, what's your plugs, man? I know you just had a little switch to a new name.
Oh, I'm glad you reminded me.
Oh, he's about to fucking get you with a fake account, dog.
I'm glad you reminded me. My new Instagram is Mecha Swamp Ass. Hey. And Twitch is Sweaty McSwampass.
That's sexy.
There you go.
Yeah, a little name swap, so make sure you get that right. Logan?
Get that right. My Instagram is zealoushanger.us, and that is my only social media, as always. And I think once I finally move, Lewis and I will harass Brody into dust and acquire the Twitch login and start live streaming some stuff.
Yeah, live streaming, live building, live painting, everything, baby. We're gonna be fucking like spraying without a fucking respirator. We're gonna get lung cancer and everything.
That's my job.
We'll figure out an option. All of our viewers, we'll figure out an option to like mute Lewis on Twitch if you want, but still be able to hear me. I'm not saying you have to mute him from the gate, but like, you know. When time comes.
I'm the blackest white.
What? Jesus Christ.
I don't know. He said, right. I'm the blackest white. I'm trying to like visualize that shade of color and it's just non-existent. It's like black 3.0. It just doesn't exist. It's a fake color. Put the torch down. It looks like you're trying to burn Lewis on my screen.
Oh shit.
You can find me at xxl_newtype on Instagram and on Twitch now too.
Username to a period? What's the period?
Oh, just because I just changed it, man. I'm working on things.
You boy at heart, be like,
dude, chilling.
Like, who the fuck's texting in my group chat with a period, bro? What the fuck is this? And I was like, this is Copley with a new profile picture and username. What the fuck is this?
Dude, I was watching My Hero again.
This is new type arc.
Yeah, this is my new type.
Blood Soldier, baby.
Dude, go beyond.
I watched like 5 or 6 episodes. I need to get back into that. The reason I stopped is because I wanted to get Christy into it, but she's refusing, so I'm probably just gonna have to like
just go the lonely route. I'll watch it with you. I fucking love that show. I've watched it like four times. Head
and knock her out, and then she'll wake up strapped to the couch and have to watch or something.
I thought that was going okay.
Just throwing out options. I don't know.
And then you can follow us at buildbros_US on Instagram while Logan's plotting doing something malicious over here. But with that being said, I will catch you guys in the group chat and Discord.
Yeah.
We've had to drop into the Discords, dog. Why do you say the group chat?
I don't know, because I probably messaged
you. Why you act like you're a stranger to me, dog? I don't like this. You're acting sus right now. Everyone, I want a sus in chat. Can I get a sus? Hopefully sus in chat.
Goodbye.
Peace out, babies.
Thank you for listening to Build Bros. When you go to check out at Leaping Panda Hobbies, don't forget to use our discount code for 10% off, and that's Build Bros 4.